You're on 2SER 107.3, and today we're joined by playwright and creative producer Trent Fu, whose new play, A Chinese Christmas, is soon to set light up the stage at KXT on Broadway, one of Sydney's most exciting independent theatre spaces in Ultimo. To tell us more about this festive production, A Chinese Christmas, Trent, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Eva, thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great.
That's fantastic to hear. And this show has been described as a heartfelt love letter, a celebration of family, culture, and the unshakable generational bonds. That's unreal. When you come to think of your own life, what sort of personal experiences or memories are you drawing from when you first created this production?
Look, I'm absolutely drawing from a lot. Originally, when I was writing the play, it started as a love letter to my actual grandma. And so I drew from all my memories and stories from her. And there was definitely a version of the play that was 3 or 5 hours long. And so I sort of just got to pick the highlights and my favorite moments and sort of put that into the play that it is today.
Yeah, beautiful. And for those who may not know, what does a Chinese Christmas actually look and feel like? Can you paint us a bit of a picture?
So it's so unique and different. The title of Chinese Christmas is a little bit of a play on words because my pawpaw, my grandma, she immigrated to Australia from Christmas Island.
Oh, wow.
So it's a little bit of a pun there, but I think also the play explores how weird and how different everyone's Christmases are. And I guess in my particular case, a lot of that being inspired by Chinese festivals, even like Lunar New Year, even with decorations and the Chinese influences sort of coming into that and making it really unique and weird. We talk a lot about food. Food's a big part of it, and bringing Chinese cuisine into it.
Yum. And your play brings together sort of a family drama element, humour, Chinese spiritual folklore, and even a journey into the Chinese underworld, Yodu. What inspired you to incorporate that sort of otherworldly element into the storytelling of the production?
Yeah, a couple of things. I think all my life I've sort of been inspired and really interested in folklore and mythology in general. I remember learning a lot about Greek mythology at school, and then as I got a little bit older, learning more about Chinese folklore and mythology. And writing the play itself, I was inspired by A Christmas Carol, sort of that the ghost of Christmas past, and wanted to sort of connect that to Chinese spirituality and sort of this idea of we have our ancestors watching us, and I guess also set it in like this really awesome magical setting, which is the Chinese underworld in this case.
Yeah, wow. Can you tell us a little bit more about the underworld? What are the stories behind it?
Okay, so it's actually a super scary place, but I promise in the play it's not that scary.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, but generally speaking, and there's lots of different interpretations, but the one I sort of focused in on was that there's these 18 different layers of hell, essentially.
Wow.
And the first one is sort of where you're judged, and then depending on how you've lived your life, you either go to heaven or you sort of make your way through these different layers as punishment before being reincarnated. We only stay in the capital of the underworld in the play, Yodu, and we're very graciously hosted by the 10 lords who sort of govern the Chinese underworld.
Wow, this all sounds very interesting. Can't
wait
to see
cool.
it. and kind of coming back to the Christmas side of things, the Christmas holidays can be quite emotional for some people and joyful for some, tough for others. What do you hope this show offers to audiences at this time of year?
Yeah, well, I think a big part of that is everyone's Christmas is really different.
Yeah.
Everyone's is really unique. And the show is a really fun, funny, silly Christmas show. But underneath it, there is a real tenderness and heart that I think might surprise a lot of audiences, but I think everyone will be able to connect to. So it's not just a light show that jokes about Christmas. There's also a really sort of deep and complex exploration of cultural identity, of family, of ties across generation, and the aspects of growing up that make us who we are, for better or worse.
Yeah. And this play is going to run from Wednesday the 10th of December until the 20th at the fantastic KXT Theatre Space in Broadway in Ultimo. Where can people grab their tickets to this production?
So you can definitely get tickets on KXT's website. You can also get it on our production company's website through Frame Productions. You can also follow us on Instagram there. I think if you Google a Chinese Christmas show, we're number one to pop up.
So, oh, that's the way.
Yeah.
Love it. Trent Fu, thank you so much for sharing your work and your story with us today. If you're looking for something warm, funny, and maybe a bit magical this festive season, be sure to grab your tickets for A Chinese Christmas at KXT on Broadway from December 10th to the 20th. Trent, congratulations on the show. I can't wait to see it.
Thanks so much, Eva.